Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
29707.
Thank you. 29707.
Yes.
Can I get your name, please?
Can you tell me what business this is that I'm calling?
We're Factory Direct. It's an online store.
And what do you sell?
We sell a wide variety of things. If I can get your name, I can tell you exactly what it is you may have ordered.
Well, on April the 11th, there was an order, and I would like to know who placed that order, because somebody used my credit card.
What's your name?
Well, my name wouldn't be on the ticket because I didn't order it. And I'm just trying to get some help because...
Whose name would be on it?
I have no idea because I certainly don't... I've not ordered anything from there, and the bank will not give me my money back, and I'm just in a fix.
How you got our number?
Because it shows up on my bank statement because somebody used my card.
What's your name?
My name is Linda Faulkner.
L-I-N-D-A. Yes, you say it. Faulkner is your last name?
Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R. And there were two different charges made, and I did not make them. And I'm on Social Security, and it's just got me in a mess.
All right. You called in and got it canceled already?
No, hell, they won't give me my money back.
All right, let me see what's going on. Can you go ahead and verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
Well, my address is 9843 Calvin Hall Road in South Carolina.
What's your email address?
Well, whoever charged this had my email address, too, and I just don't understand it.
All right, because I can tell you what's going on. I could transfer you to our fraud department. If you told them this when you called last time, I don't know why you weren't transferred. If you feel that you didn't make this order, it's for the mixer, the KitchenAid appliance.
Well, no, I didn't order anything like that.
You didn't? It's for a contest entry for that mixer.
What is that?
You know, the kitchen mixer, like you're mixing some eggs or you're beating a cake or something like that.
Oh, I have all of that equipment. I wouldn't, because I'm almost 80 years old. I wouldn't be ordering such as that now.
All right, I can transfer you to our fraud department.
I would love that if you would, please. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. No problem, ma'am. All right. H-E-S-E-C-H. Hold on one sec, man.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. To our fraud department.
What department is it?
No, I'm messaging my I'm leaving a message for my supervisor, so she'll know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The reason that
Well, do you know what it says on my bank statement?
Yes, ma'am.
It says lifestyle wellness goals.
That may be a vendor's name, so you won't have to worry about that. It may be a vendor's name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department, and they'll finish getting you assisted.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you. It'll be brief.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You bear me a couple seconds. Hey, one second, man. I'm moving quickly as I can.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. I thank you for your patience. All right, ma'am. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for calling customer support. Also, I'll be transferring you to our fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hang tight for me for 1 second, please.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.